For those of us who were around in the 70s when fast food joints sprung up across America, the food of rural France seemed a quaint diversion. Now that Californians have gone farm to fork, we understand the wisdom of eating simply. Culinary expert and award-winning author Georgianne Brennan told Donna Appadoni why cuisine provençale is so appealing.
When Georgianne Brennan moved to Provence in the early 70s, she and her young family wanted to escape the chaotic pace of American life. They became immersed in French culture, and Georgianne discovered a rich culinary history. Her book, My Culinary Journey, recounts their adventure in the context of recipes that haven't changed in centuries.
People had already decided that they like their traditions, they like their old ways, and they like their open markets. So that never left them, or that never left that region. Whereas I think it did leave here, and now we're coming back to it, and perhaps looking to places like Provence, and as you said, other places in Europe, where it's been going on for a long time. And I think we're inspired by that.
Do people fall in love with the region and then the food?
That's a good question. I think that it is quite interlocked, that food is so much a part of the region, of daily life, of the rhythm of life, of the patterns. I mean, it's just tightly woven into the way of life, and it's almost hard to separate the two.
If I can't travel to Provence, for example, if I can't travel there, but I'm interested in knowing what the two regions have in common, what can I experience here in Northern California that would be similar?
Well, I think certainly we have our wine industry is highly developed. That just kind of that experience of the change of the seasons, but as it relates to some aspect of the food. You know, our farmers markets, of course, are a part of that too. And talking with the farmers, we are perhaps rediscovering what our grandparents and great-grandparents and the settlers here knew, that the best food is really what you grow yourself.
Brennan told me most people in Provence grow their own produce, and I wanted to know how I could duplicate a French country garden.
I think the first thing is that it's a year-round garden. They call it a potager, our kitchen garden. And while you're planting, you're also harvesting. So like right now in my garden at home, I'm just beginning to harvest my leeks and fennel. But at the same time, I'm planting fava beans and garlic. It'll be like being in Provence.
I'm getting hungry.
Me too.
Donna Appadoni with Georgianne Brennan, author of My Culinary Journey. The two will talk again with a live audience at CAP Radio Reads on November 15th. More at capradio.org/reads. This is Capital Public Radio.